Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Cy Brown. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. It is an absolute pleasure to be with you. I am so happy to come before you. Join us. You are listening right now to our month-long success series. This week is week two, and we're discussing love and relationships. Definitely something that everybody always needs a little bit of inspiration and just a little bit of help with. Not something that is where we're kind of telling you what to do, but just little nuggets of wisdom to help you develop and grow and actually cultivate really, really good relationships. Not necessarily for today are we discussing male-female relationships or how do I get him to love me or how do I have better sex or how can we be more intimate. Not necessarily looking at it from that perspective. That's not the angle in which I'm coming from. I'm really looking at this whole Mastering Relationship series as ways for us to explore, as always, and true to the whole Life Remix concept, how we can be better us's. And once we really learn how to be better us's, we can start to be better people and better friends for other people. And that's really, really important. How can we expect to have and cultivate and grow solid relationships if we don't know who we are, we don't take the time to learn the other person, and we don't really cultivate the actual dynamic of their relationship? So that's what we're really going to get into today. So thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much for listening to me every single time you have a chance. Just so we're clear and we know how we're going to roll this whole hour, we're going to be together for the next hour. Don't forget, if you have a chance and if you have internet access, join our online community. And the domain name for our online community is www.liferemixed.net. So liferemixed.net. And our online community is a place where people can learn and grow and share and really explore ways to be successful, ways to really look at how to be the best us as we can. It's a very, I would say, personal place. It's a very spiritual place and a place for people to really be able to feel comfortable to ask questions, to explore life, to explore other people, and really just kind of get to know and grow ourselves. A lot of times when people, through my experience as a coach, when people can communicate with a coach one-on-one, you get a lot of information out, but you're kind of secluded from other viable solutions and alternatives. So I guess you can think of the Life Remixed community as a group, as group coaching or perhaps group therapy, because there are other people there that are on this personal path to spiritual enlightenment just as you are. So nobody is clowned. It's a very warm and comfortable place. So please, if you can, join the entire community at www.liferemixed.net. And for those of you who may be interested in personal or one-on-one coaching, please feel free to log on to my personal website, www.cybrown.com. I would love to have you. And also, lastly, for those of you who are on Twitter, please log on. You can follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Cy Brown. So enough on the updates and all of that good stuff. The chat room is now open, and I'm so happy to see Tiffany Janae in the chat room. I miss her tremendously, and always I deserve a little slap on the hand because I should have communicated with Tiffany and shouldn't have had to have her come back to the show and say, Cy, what's going on? So, Tiffany, you don't know how it warms my heart that you're with me, and even though we don't speak as frequently, as I would like. I love you, and just all of our conversations never leave me, and I love you like a sister. So thank you very much for taking the time out to tune in and listen to me today. Thank you, my darling. I appreciate it. Last piece that I need to share with everybody is that today's show is brought to us by Proactive Solution. So if anybody is concerned about their skin, or if anybody is concerned about taking care of their skin or clearing up their skin, Proactive Solution is graciously sponsoring today's show. So please log on to www.cybrown.com, and you will see some links for Proactive and some of the products that they offer. So thank you very much, Proactive, for your support of this show, and thank you everybody who perhaps will make their purchases from Proactive. So good looking out. Thank you very much. Let me see what's going on in the chat room so we can really get today's. We have a very, very full hour. I have a very full show planned, and I will be really getting into a lot of good stuff today, so I'm very excited about that. So let's get into what we're going into today without further delay, everybody. So thanks for hanging out with me. Today is lesson two of our Mastering Relationships series. Yesterday was lesson one. Tomorrow is lesson three. But the whole purpose of really mastering relationships is designed for us to have better relationships with people, not necessarily in a romantic way. I know Valentine's Day is coming up, but it's really just how to have and cultivate better relationships with people. So that's really the premise of this series, just so we kind of know. Yesterday we talked at length about love for self and really learning who we are and developing ourselves and really learning who we are, enjoying ourselves, valuing yourself, celebrating yourself. We talked a little bit about suicide and depression, which is very, very important, I believe, because so many people suffer from depression. And we spoke at length about celebrating ourselves, bringing our value. And I remember sharing with you that my husband actually had to take all of my plaques and awards and certificates and all the little things that my children have amassed over the years and hang them up around the house so that I never cease to, so that I can always remember how much good I've done just for those moments where we get a little bit down. So I encourage you, if you missed yesterday's lesson, please shoot me an email and I can get it to you, because all of these lessons that I write and all of these lessons that I present, for the most part, are things I've gone through, so I don't present to you stuff that I don't know or haven't really spoken of, because, you know, that wouldn't be right. So thank you very much for that. Today we're talking about love for others, because, you know, once you start to love yourself, the Bible teaches us that the greatest commandment is for us to love. And if we can't love other people, how in the world do we expect to have good relationships? And not just so much to say, I love you, but to really, really love the essence of that person. And I know I have found it very challenging at times to love certain people in my life, but only because of the things that they do. And once I started looking past the things that they do, it could be drugs, it can be alcohol, it can be smoking, it can be overeating, whatever it is, and you look past that and look at the core of that person, the essence of their spirit, who they are, not the outside and the stuff that we see, it makes it a lot easier to actually have love for people. And I'm a tough cookie, so I never thought it was going to be very easy for me to just say, oh, I love you, and genuinely mean it. But I actually do, and it's because I have learned to look past the outside, learn to really look past the stuff that I see or the things that, you know, that are easy to view, the stuff that's on the outside. And once you get past that and you really, really start to look and delve into that person and into their brain and into their thoughts and into their mind, even if it's a stranger, I do believe it's still possible. I'll even talk about two listeners, and you know, this is right here on the show. I speak very, very frequently with LaVon, who has since moved away. But I genuinely love her, And it's not a situation of any type of perverse relationship. She loved the Lord. I absolutely love the Lord. And I think when we look at it from that perspective, we are, to a certain degree, sisters in Christ. But to really develop a care and concern for that person. And on the flip side of that, I share that exact same love for Tiffany, who's in the chat room today. And I've never even really met her, face to face. She lives on one side of the coast, and I live on another side of the coast. But just through expressing a genuine, genuine concern for her, for her well-being, and for her good, a special affinity begins to develop. So that's really what this whole piece is about. And when we look a little bit more, yeah, and something True just put in the chat room. He taught me a lot too. And True, I've never even shared this with you. True, who's True View Radio in the chat room, he always puts, and I'm sure all of us have seen it, love is love. And I've been going through some tough times just in other areas, and he's reached out and he's emailed me, and there's, things that I've had to go through with my mom. And, I have an update on my mom, everybody. I'll share that in a minute. I got some news, more news about my mom's health, but I'll share that in a minute. True always signs off love is love. And one day I was feeling really crappy. It was right after I let everybody know about my mom's cancer. And he called me and he said, "Sai, never forget love is love." And I really pondered on that for a couple days. And True, I see you're in the chat room. I've never even shared this with you. Love is love. Love is such a great uniter. And it's really the essence of who we are. And when you look at love in the sense of beyond a feeling or an emotion, that's really, I believe, that's really who we are. But what happens, I believe, that people feel if they love, they begin to lose control over what happens to them or their lives. And what happens with that is that you start to develop a very negative attitude about life. Life has a tendency to beat us up and toss us around a little bit, and you deal with a couple of jacked up situations in your life, and all of a sudden we think, or we get to the point where we can't love, or our hearts get hardened. And that is really a tough place to be, because my grandmother, who I love so dearly, always says, you can't be in this world alone. You can't be in this world by yourself. So if you walk around, and it's subconscious, I believe we have to live life absolutely on purpose, with conviction, wake up every day with definitive plans. But I believe that if we walk around and let life beat us up, and we kind of take a couple hits here and there, we're going to become increasingly cynical and doubtful, and unfortunately get to the place where we really will stop believing anything is possible. And if we get to the point where we don't believe that anything is possible, we're really putting ourselves in a bad situation and shutting ourselves off from the possibility of many, many blessings that can be coming our way. Because once we start to open our heart and be willing to get hurt, that's the defining moment right there. And I'm not saying be ridiculous or loose or anything like that. But once you realize you don't have to have absolute power and control over your life at all times, the world starts to open up and you can receive so much more. My pastor once said one time, she held out her hand and she had a balled up fist, and she says, "You know something? With your fist closed, you don't lose anything. You'll never lose anything. But you know what? With that fist closed, your hand is now not open and receptive to receive anything either." And I never forgot that. I never forgot that. If we try to live the best life we can absolutely live, and we hold our arms out with open hands, that lets the universe know, and it signals to God that we're open and receptive for the many things that can come our way. Now, of course, you're going to bump, everything is not going to be roses. But on the same note, look how much more can come to you with your hand open versus your hand being closed. I don't want to live with closed hands. I got an email today from one of my listeners who said, "Sai, we're supposed to be working on a project. What's going on with it?" And I'm like, yo, let's make it happen. If I walked around with such a cynical and cold heart, even though there's not necessarily a linked loving relationship, I would be cutting myself off from all of the possibilities that can become that could possibly come my way. But what happens is I think once we make ourselves open, once we expose ourselves, once we become exposed to life, because basically that's what it is, once we become exposed to life, we have to be prepared when we're challenged with a problem. And what happens is when that problem finally comes, we have to deal with it as best we can by learning to accept that it's ultimately up to the Creator. I say God because I firmly believe in God and God's intervention and in interaction with me every day. But for those of you that listen that, you know, may have other views, that's fine. But no matter what your spiritual view or your religious view is, I think we can all comfortably acknowledge that there's some entity out there a heck of a lot bigger than all of us. And once we realize that everything happens for our greatest good, it may seem really bad now, but everything that happens for our greatest good. Once we allow ourselves to be exposed and open to good and loving people and good loving relationships, I do believe the problems will ultimately take care of themselves. Let me read a couple of things that are going on in the chat room. Oh, I see everybody was, I hope everybody can hear me. True says, oh, okay, I'm reading Tiffany. Everybody was saying, Tiff, where were you? We missed you in the chat room. Actually, we just got a very good word of encouragement. Tiff says, just, you know, busy earning my way out of the hood, which I absolutely love. And True View Radio said, that's a funny statement, but I understand. And High Road says, don't try, Tiff, just do it. And Tiff said, hey, that's my line. I think Nike had it first, actually. I think Nike had it first. So thank you very much, everybody. We always have a very active chat room, so once I kind of start speaking and saying what I say, I turn away from the chat rooms, but I like to peek back in and see what's going on. We've got a very full chat room today. Hello. Hi, LaVon. Thank you for listening. And to Tiff, Pastor Montan McDonald, Dropping Seed Radio, Celeste, Curvy Queen, High Road, True, Sandy, How Elegant. We have some guests listening in on the chat room. Thank you to all of the wonderful guests who are listening. And then Sister Jamie, thank you very much for listening today. We appreciate you and welcome to the show. So that's good. Thank you very much for listening. But back to what happens when you love, and that's kind of the first component or the first piece of our this lesson. There are three pieces to it, and the first one is what happens when you love. And just touching on some of the things that I just discussed, what happens when you love, number one, you expose yourself. But when you expose yourself and you understand that everything that happens for your greatest good, then it also allows you to be able to receive blessings and be open to plenty loving relationships and plenty of loving people. So just one last thing before we move on to the next part of this program. I did some research, and this is a quote from a blog post that I made today. And this one's more slanted about women. I hope that by this time you've discovered the how, to, and whys in your own life. We must take the initial step by recognizing our freedom and limits. We must understand our life in order to reach the healthy self and improve our relationships. You must be then willing to turn away from the control and bondage in your life and in the lives of others. No one should ever attempt to take control of another's life. Worrying about control will eventually put a dent on your spirituality, emotional, and physical health. Recent studies show that many people struggle with relaxation because they're too busy trying to control everything around them but themselves. Studies show that men find it difficult to love a domineering, uptight wife. Women also find it difficult to love their husband when he is unresponsive and distant. It is often damaging to women's emotional, mental, and physical health when relationships or situations is put solely on their shoulders. It becomes hard to find happiness, let alone the healthy self in this situation. Women are believed to be in control, whether they are at home or work. Women tend to harbor a despising attitude towards men, having a leadership role just adds stress to one's life. Stress knowingly has affected the inner spirits of a human being. When an entity suffers internally and externally, it throws them off balance. As women become more visible in positions traditionally held by men, men are becoming more and more passive. This is a problem blamed on male passive behavior and overbearing women on the pressures of modern life. The issues have presented ice age problems. Now, this is a piece that I posted up on my blog today, just in trying to understand the dynamics of roles of people and what happens when we love. And what happens, and I'll share with you, and I probably will never say this again, but I believe in submission. And that's a very tough concept for some of my peers to believe, because when I say that I submit to my spouse, they believe that I kind of bow down and whatever you want for dinner and walk in, here's your robe and slippers. But it's not necessarily that case. I accept my role in our relationship, and what has happened, because I believe in submission, that I have been given more power and a stronger place in our family unit because I have the ability to submit. So for those of you that I have a host of scriptures on submission in the Bible, just to put a spiritual slant on it, for those of you who may be interested and maybe wonder why I chose to live my life that way, but I think you all know, and you're pretty clear that I definitely have a very strong personality, and it's not a situation of being so passive or being so timid or being so mousy. But I think there's something worth looking at and exploring relationships, and that moves us actually into the next module of this piece, which is Mastering Relationships, and it's about communication. And this is a very, very, very tricky one. I've done a lot of study right now. I'm going through a period of my own personal life right now about studying relationships and cultivating relationships, and this is why. I have developed a social network on the internet that is pretty large, and I'm very happy with it. But I know, and a lot of people who are on Twitter and a lot of people who join these social networks, there's people on MySpace that have 8,000, 7,000, 6,000 friends and don't know any of these people. And I scratched my head. I had a need about a week ago, and the need that I had was so great that I had no other choice but to reach out to my network of people, the people within my sphere of influence, and ask for assistance. And the beauty is that everybody responded. They responded in kind. They responded with kind words. They just gave me an outpouring of support. And one of the things that I put in this email asking for support was, what is the purpose of us having all of these friends online if we can't call upon them when we need them? And when you look at it, you can have 7,000 friends on MySpace, but if you get a flat tire, who can you call? And that's real. This is real talk right here. I can have 1,500 people following me on Twitter, but who can I call? Can I call? Do I have your personal information of any of these people? On Facebook, I have a couple hundred people that follow me on Facebook. I actually leave Facebook for people who are pretty much that I know or have met or are a direct link of a friend of mine. I've not used Facebook to just start grabbing up people. That's, for me, that's not what I use Facebook for. I actually have used Facebook to cultivate relationships with people that I went to school with, people that I had a relationship with at some point in time. I just found out today, bust this out. See, that's that little hood edge coming out. I logged on to Facebook this morning, and, you know, there's a way where you can put your status. For those of you who are not on Facebook, I strongly encourage it, but just listen to this. I logged on to Facebook this morning, and one of a young lady, when I used to work for a PR firm, you know, some time ago, she put, today is my first day of being unemployed. And I was like, oh, my goodness, not somebody else has lost their job. So what I did was I shot her a message and I said, you know, hey, and she actually happens to live in the New York City area, which is cool. We used to work together in New York, but we don't live terribly far from each other now. So I sent her, I'm very sorry to hear about it, but, you know, maybe there's a way we can work together. I would love to connect with you. Let's see what we can do together. She shot me back a message through Facebook that said, Sai, I would love it. Let's do lunch. Let's do dinner. Let's do coffee. Let's do drinks. Whatever you want to do, I would absolutely love it. This is what my expectation of a relationship is, or my expectation of an online relationship is. Now, of course, you can't go to dinner with everybody, but what happens is when there's a way you can communicate and you can develop your own style and your own flavor of communication, you have to be able to connect and bond with these people to really have a relationship with all of these people. And if you can't manage a relationship with 1,700, 2,000, 5,000, 49,000 people, then maybe you should scale back how many people you follow, how many people you add as friends, because I actually lived through it. Again, I'm telling you, this is something that I have actually lived through where I needed help. I reached out to my social network, my sphere of influence. People were like, yo, Sai, I got you, and it was done. Please remember what the purpose is for having relationships, having quote-unquote friends online, and really learn the best way to communicate with those people. Now, part two of this entire lesson is really the communication piece. And this, I'm very big on communication and very, very big on how to communicate, because I think once we look at it, we have to make sure we speak the language to the person who we're engaged in the relationship with in the language in which they understand best. So, for example, if I'm speaking to my children, I'll speak to them one way. If I'm speaking to somebody in hip-hop, I'll speak to them in another way. If I'm speaking with somebody in the church, I'll speak with them another way. And it's not compromising who you are. I did this piece one time on situational ethics. This is not a situation where you have situational ethics, where if you're out with, you know, your secular friends, you're going to start taking shots, but if you're with your church people, you start speaking in tongues. It's not that. I'm not talking about situational ethics. I'm talking about learning to speak the language. You know, I'm sure all of you have heard, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. You need to speak to people in a way that's where they're best able to receive it. And I learned that just by lecturing, just by going out in front of crowds of people. And the weird thing, let me give you a quick scenario. I speak every year, and I'll be in the Baltimore area. Let me look at my calendar. On February 16th, Congressman Elijah Cummings has this huge youth initiative, and they call me every year to speak about leadership and development for all of these young people. So I'll be in Baltimore, in the Baltimore area, February 16th. So if anybody wants to go out to dinner, we'll be arriving in the D.C. area, Baltimore area, on Sunday night, February 15th. So maybe we can do some type of Life Remixed meetup that Sunday night. But anyway, last year when I spoke, Jeff Johnson, who's on BET and you see him all over the place, he was the keynote speaker for the event, and I facilitated a few workshops. But here's what I'm talking about as far as communication and relationships. It all ties back in. Most of the speakers and most of the presenters had on suits, and I didn't. Most of the speakers and most of the presenters, I think actually all of them, because don't forget this is for a United States congressman. I mean, and Elijah Cummings is right in the D.C. area. I actually had on a pair of pants, but I had on a denim jacket and a white shirt and these really funky red patent leather high heel shoes, which is so not corporate, it's not even funny. I mean, they were very spiky, very punk rockish, and red and patent leather. But when you look at it, I was able to connect directly with my audience because one of my presentations was entitled From Hip Hop to Heaven, which is based on my book. I was able to communicate and connect with my attendees as soon as I walked in the door. I was able to connect with them just by the way I look. Now, it felt a little weird for me because when we had to take our group photos, I'm the only one who's got on the denim jacket, but it doesn't matter. I was there to connect with my audience, not to make friends among other speakers. So I think when we're looking more into the communication aspect of relationship building and relationship development, we have to look at all forms of communication, nonverbal communication being a very crucial part of that. I want to read to you another piece that I posted up on my blog. Listen to this. When an entity or when a person takes time to communicate, they will have the time to live healthy and happy in their relationships and overall life. Life is only as good as one makes it, according to many philosophers. The point of argument, however, is that life can become better by developing the inner self while working toward a healthy relationship. The first relationship you want to develop is the relationship with you. When you have established a relationship with you, the rest will come easier. There is no better high than finding your own identity. In fact, it will bring you to the ultimate happiness and inner peace. This peace will shine on others. You will inspire others, which you might find yourself in the happiest, healthiest relationship possible. When you learn to love you by building communication skills and inner strength, it makes it easier for you to love others. Take the time today to visit any source of information online that you can find to help promote healthy self and relationships. Online, you will find a broad order of the latest articles geared towards keeping you informed. Not only will you become informed, you will build many skills by continuing to read. It gets better and better. You will also learn some of the latest natural techniques that you can enjoy while working toward developing the healthy self. Take time to discover today so that you're not on the picket line waiting for that disability check, thus waiting alone. Many of the New Age solutions will provide you with valuable ways to strengthen your body and your mind. And some of the natural techniques include meditation, yoga, physical exercise, diet, nutrition, health, fitness, relaxation, and more. And these are all the things that we talk about anyway on the show. But just so you know, just as a quick sidebar, anybody that's interested in reading the full piece, I just read a little blurb. It's called Communication and Self and Healthy Relationships. I posted that right on cybrown.com. So just so you'll be able to read the full article, but just be mindful of how important it is to communicate, and over-communicate. Because what happens is the more we communicate, again, it opens yourself up. Remember, we just talked about what happens when you love. And what happens when you love, if you really are serious about building relationships, be it virtual relationships or brick and mortar or physical relationships, communication is so critically important. So I'm going to get back in touch a little bit more on this communication piece, but I want to see what's going on in the chat room very, very quickly because I see a lot of activity. I see a lot of people. I'll welcome some of our new guests in a minute. I'm just reading. Okay. I'm looking at some people communicating about blogging. I'm for those that are listening through iTunes, I know it sounds like a little bit of dead air, but I'm just reading some of the posts in the chat room, and it's really about blogging. A lot of people are chit-chatting right now about blogging and stuff like that. And for those of you that are interested in about blogging, I'll probably do a show soon on affiliate marketing and how to make money blogging. But in the meantime, Tiff, and I see High Road when I'm ready for WordPress, go to bloghustle.info. I've got some new information that's going up on that today, and it really is it's really helping you. It's where I'm pouring my information out on how to make money by blogging, how to develop affiliate links and all that other stuff. So Tiff, send me an email, or I'll give you a buzz when the show is over. I do have one call after the show right at 1 o'clock, but aside from that, I can definitely help you. Let me just extend a big hearty welcome to a lot of people who are in our chat room. We've got a lot of people today. Thank you. Hi, Quarter Hour. It's a pleasure seeing you. To Miss Lillian Brummett, thank you very much for tuning in to Life Remix Radio. We're here every single day at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And I see, Miss Brummett, you have a book entitled Towards Understanding. Perhaps we can discuss your book one day. So please get that information to me. To you, Yeshu, my buddy. Thank you very much for joining us. And Yeshu has a computer consulting practice, so I'm very, very happy to see that you are joining us today. So hopefully you can give some information in the chat room and to some of the people that are chatting about communications and stuff like that. So enough on that. Let me continue on with today's show. Wow, a lot of stuff. This is exciting. I love to see our show growing every single day. It really makes me smile. Well, you know what? Let me just sum up this piece on communication, and then I'm going to move on to our third piece of the Mastering Your Relationship series. And this is, let me just read through my notes and a couple things in the chat room. Sorry about the dead air, everybody. Oh, okay, Ms. Brumman is just telling us that she has three books. Okay, good. Thank you. Let me just send me the information and we'll talk about it behind the scenes. Big hello to Frank Steves, who just joined us in the chat room. Thank you very much, Mr. Steves, for joining us. Today, wow, we're halfway through the show already. We're halfway through this hour. Just to let everyone know who's tuning in now, today's discussion is lesson two of three lessons on mastering relationships. Yesterday we discussed love for self. Today we're discussing love for others. And tomorrow we will be discussing respect for the actual relationship and how to respect a relationship. So that's very good. And I've been doing a lot of studying and a lot of reading and a lot of understanding and just assessing and analyzing my own relationships to people that I have in a loving situation, such as my immediate family, as well as professional contacts and personal contacts. And I really took an in-depth look at the instances where the relationship fell and broke apart, and then the instances where that strengthened the relationship. And the biggest piece really has been in communication. That's it. No more, no less. So I want to talk, let's talk a little bit more about communication, and then we'll move on to the third piece of today's show, which is about adjusting expectations, which is very, very important when cultivating a relationship. The last piece about communication is really when I looked at what, in developing this piece to present before you, about what were the times where my relationship that strengthened my relationships, and what were the times or the instances that caused a breakdown in the relationship to cause it to go haywire? And at the end of the day, it all boiled down to communication or communicating, effectively communicating. I've got a few relationships that I'm trying to mend right now, all because I did not properly call these people back. And that almost cost me my entire business a few years ago just because I got busy. And what happens when you don't call people back or you don't respond to an email, people think that they're forgotten. People think that you've totally forgotten about them, that they're not regarded as important in your life. And I try to make a point. I really am really big on making a point and trying not to go to bed or winding down my day without calling people back. I've actually called people back as late as 11, 11:15, 11:30 at night, even if I've left a message to say, hey, listen, I'm just returning your phone call, because that is the number one relationship killer. Malik Yoba, who is a very dear friend of mine, he has a book out right now that's called Please Return My Phone Call. And in Malik Yoba's book, I think you all remember him, he played Brock on the TV series Girlfriends, and he also played in the show New York Undercover. I remember when Malik's book came out a couple years ago, he said, Sai, the biggest thing is people not returning phone calls, which really, the essence of that is communication and over-communicating. And in Malik's book, he talks about how when you speak with people, you have to reassure them and let them know that they are the most important aspect of you or your time at that exact moment. And when you fail to communicate or when you fail to return people's phone call or fail to acknowledge their email, they feel forgotten and neglected. And that is a great way to destroy and ruin a relationship. So really, really make sure that there's an open line of communication. Miss Lillian Brummett just put in the chat room, Communication is totally the key, but it doesn't always equate to understanding. Well, you know, last week we had a very heated discussion on this show about pastors and money and all of this other stuff, and that was probably the most heated I've ever seen a discussion on this show. But you know something? I was able to kind of calm the temperament just by saying, listen, we don't have to agree. We can even agree to disagree, but we're here to learn and grow together. But the most critical piece is that we engage in conversation, because once we engage and actively engage in conversation, all we're doing is growing and learning, and that's really, really what it's all about. A lot of things, I just got a note in the chat room. You guys should go check out T.D. Jakes' new movie because it really points out some of the things going on in most marriages. Well, yeah, and I'm sure a lot of it does boil down to communication. Someone just has to accept how the other feels, no matter if it makes sense or not. Feelings are not about logic. What do you think? Well, you know something? I watch Joyce Meyer at times, not as frequently now as I used to, just because of the time factor. But she said, in order to have good relationships, you can't always do what feels good. And that's very important for us to learn, because your feelings are fleeting. That's why people ask, how are you feeling? They ask you, how are you feeling, because other people recognize that your feelings are going to change. And if your feelings are going to change, you can't be one way one moment and another way another moment. Feelings are fleeting, so you have to make sure that you engage in your relationships in a way at times that are not necessarily based on your feelings. And I have someone right now that I'm communicating with that is engaged in a business transaction with somebody they cannot stand. And we had a long discussion about that. And he said specifically, I cannot stand this person. I cannot stand him. He makes me sick. I cannot stand him. But you know what? My business needs this transaction to happen. And I believe that's the sign of a mature person. I really do. Because once we understand that we may not agree on all things, but we keep that line of communication open, it goes back to exactly what I said at the top of the show. What happens when we love, it makes us open and receptive to all the good things that can possibly come our way. I'm seeing some more stuff in the chat room that sometimes relationships can't be developed because ego gets in the way. Absolutely, absolutely. Also, it says, I have found a lot of intense situations can be nullified if plain agree to disagree. You're absolutely right. Hillside Chapel and Truth Center in Atlanta, Georgia is the church that I attended for many, many years, well, when I lived in Atlanta. And they have a very interesting way of looking at God, the Trinity, spirituality, and religion. And I remember when I was going through new members class, a lot of the things that they were teaching me were contrary to my teachings growing up in another denomination. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute. You know, I can't go out to the people that I, you know, go to church with, and they're going to say, well, what are you coming up with this cockamamie spirituality? And this is what they told me. Do you believe what we're teaching you? And I said, absolutely, without a doubt. Then they said, you are going to have to learn how to tell people, I believe one way, you believe another. Can we still be friends? And that advice helped me so much, especially in my walk with faith, because some of the things that I believe other people may not agree with. And just even in coaching and consulting and all of those things, a lot of things are foreign to other people. But Hillside taught me to easily, now it rolls off my tongue. It just goes bleh. I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe, but can we still be friends? And when you say that, it, boom, automatically diffuses the situation. I firmly believe that. Let's see what else is being said in the chat room. Well, you know what? Tiff just put in the chat room. Let's go back really quickly to the phone conversation piece. She's saying in the entertainment business, a lot of people don't call back. Well, I believe that's one of the reasons why Malik Yoba wrote that book. And it's a very good book, everybody. You can get it on Amazon.com. And the book is by Malik Yoba, and it's called Please Return My Phone Call. And I have to say, Tiff, that for many years when I was a high-profile publicist in the entertainment industry, I did not return anybody's phone call. I didn't return phone calls for like 3 years. And it's not something I'm proud of, but it was that level of arrogance that I had because I'm the it girl and you're all coming to me and I've got one of the hottest agencies in New York City. I don't have to call you back. But it's funny how the tables turn, because when my business started to change and the economy started to change and I didn't have as much business and then I moved to another city, now I'm calling these people and I'm wondering why they're not calling me back. That's that universal law. You can't, I can't expect anything more because look what I put out. You get back exactly what you put out. So if I had been on my game, calling these people back, maintaining relationships and doing the right thing, when troubled times came my way or a shift in the business climate changed, I would have been able to weather it. And another person that taught me that is Dee Dee. You guys all know Dee Dee. She's the publicist for this show. Dee Dee has so – Dee Dee can get anything done. And I say that with absolute certainty because she knows and she calls people for their kid's birthday and she calls them that, how is your mother? She sends thank you cards. I mean, this girl has solid, true, and living relationships. So I really, really, really commend her on that because I've learned a lot from her too. The people that are around me, I am learning every single day how to develop and cultivate relationships. So really that's very important. It was just put in the chat room. I tell people that all the time, especially in the entertainment business. Everything is about relationships, and they better be positive ones because tables turn constantly in this industry. Someone else put in the chat room, networking has been a huge boon for us. Well, yeah, you know, of course, because that's what I was saying in the earlier part of this lesson, that what is the point of having all of these social networks but yet we don't really develop them and cultivate them into a real relationship. So I think that's very, very important. And you know something? You know when you have good relationships when you don't have to go out soliciting for business and making cold calls. On the back of my business card, I'll tell you, I got my new business cards, and on the back of my business card it says, I welcome referrals and appointments. So just by me putting on the back of my business card, I welcome referrals and appointments, that lets people know I have to keep a good reputation because I need referrals. I live off of referrals. But because of that philosophy in my business, I do very little actual cold calling. Hello, do you need? It just kind of comes in. Now, unfortunately, in lean times, it doesn't come in as quickly as I would like, or as expeditiously as I would like, but it still comes in. It still comes in. So I think that's something that we really, really have to pay attention to. I want to get down to the last piece of this lesson, which is about adjusting your expectations. It was just put in the chat room very quickly that it's a serve to be served world. I always believe that. And that's a philosophy I hear a lot of people say, pay it forward. You have to pay it forward. You have to put in your dues before you can start expecting things back. But I believe it's very important that we discuss today about expectation adjustments, because what happens a lot of times with the breakdown of relationships is that our expectations are not in alignment with what the person can actually deliver on. And a lot of that goes to probably a little bit of overselling and under-delivering, or just our own preconceived ideas about the person, the other party in our relationship. And what happens is we set these expectations that can be so unrealistic that the other person in our relationship can never live up to that. And I have found that to be the case. I remember one time I put out something on the internet and someone responded back, "Sai, are you serious?" And I'm like, of course I'm serious. This is a project that I'm working on, and I need your help. And I asked in an email response that, well, why would you think I'm not? And they said, you have this, 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 and this. I didn't think you would need. And basically it was a graphics. It was something that I was working on for a graphics piece that I couldn't figure out, didn't know how to do it, and I didn't have anybody in my immediate sphere of influence to help me. And they were like, Sai, come on, we know you could get anything done. But I had to immediately at that moment diffuse that because I can't. We all need help. And I think when we look at why Barack Obama is going to be successful as our president, as our 44th president, is because he's walking into the situation right now. He's walking into this presidency next week, but he has been modifying and adjusting our expectations. If you really look for the last 3 weeks, he's been saying, this is going to be tough. This is not going to be easy. We're facing tough times. Americans are resilient. Every time he says that, it adjusts his it adjusts our expectations of him and his ability, because he was elected on a Superman factor. He was elected because everybody thought he can come into Washington, wave a magic wand, and take away all of our problems. And although it's my desire that he is a very effective president and does get a lot done, I think he personally realized, if I don't go in and just let these people know what the real deal is and tell them the truth, he's setting himself up for failure. And I don't want him to – I personally want him to be successful, whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican, just for the sake of Americans across this country who are losing jobs. But when we really look at it, he has been adjusting our expectations so that way when he does get into office and things do take a little bit more time than expected, we are not up in arms ready to protest and ready to – you know, impeach him. He is adjusting our expectations, and that's very, very important, because right now, when we learn to adjust our expectations in a relationship, that speaks to change. That speaks to change, and our ability to accept change, our ability to work our way through change, and our ability to maneuver around the climate of change. Let me just read something to you again. I made 3 blog posts today, so please, if you get a moment, read them. I posted this same information in our online community, liferemixed.net, www.liferemixed.net, but I also posted this information on my personal coaching blog, which is www.cybrown.com. So this information can definitely be found in both places. But listen to this, because when we're talking about adjusting our expectations, we're talking about change. Listen to this. It will not be easy to do at first, but in time it will become easy for you. You will even forget about everything in due time. It's just going to take some time. As long as you know inside your mind what you intend to do, you will cultivate willpower to strengthen your life. This is what I'm speaking about when I talk about change, about adjusting our expectations. Adjusting our expectations and change are the exact same thing. And what helps us navigate the very scary seas or the very scary water of change is affirmations. Use positive affirmations as much as you can, because what it does is help us state what we expect of ourselves and what we expect of others. And this will lead us to decide what we want or what we don't want, what we're willing to tolerate and what we're not willing to tolerate. And keep in mind that it takes time to break old habits, our own or others. And that's very, very important. We're going to have to work at our own habits, and other people are working through their own vices as well. But if we constantly adjust our expectations, it again opens us up to be receptive to the beauty that the other person can pour into our lives. And that's something that I think is very, very critically important. LaVon just put in the chat room, change, side, change, change, LOL, speak on it. Yeah, because change is very, very different. Thank you very much, How Elegant, letting me know how much time we have left. Thank you very much, because I start talking and we'll be here for 3 hours. But yes, change, when I say adjusting expectations, it does not mean, oh, I had a guy and he lost his job and now he's a bum on the couch playing Xbox all day, and now he's starting to smoke weed. Well, obviously, you see, that's a downward spiral. You have to get out before your life starts to go down as well. That's not what I'm speaking of. I'm speaking of adjusting your expectations to modify what you expect of this other person within the parameters that you have already predetermined. So you always another way to say this is to give people wiggle room. Give people an area in which they can fluctuate. So if your tolerance level for a mate or for any type of relationship, because don't forget, this is not just male-female loving relationships. This is all of the relationships, any interaction we have with other people. On a scale of 1 to 10, you can say in your mind, I'm willing to fluctuate between a 6 and an 8. So now if this person is now a 9, this person is now an 8, this person is now a 7, well, you have to be cognizant and see, okay, something is going on with this person. But you also have to know that your tolerance level is only between a 6 and an 8. So when they get to that 8 or that 7.5 or that 7, that means if you want to save that relationship, it may take some concessions on your part. And you have already determined in your mind what concessions you're willing to give. And it sounds like a lot of work, but you know something? I do this with every single relationship I have. It sounds like a lot of work, and it actually is a lot of work, but that's how I'm able to cultivate as many relationships I have. So when a need arises or when there's something that I have to take care of, I'm able to get on the horn, send out an email, and people are there because I genuinely care about other people. I am not perfect. Let me raise my hand to the heavens on that one. I am not perfect, and I have ruined enough relationships, which is why this module of our month-long series on success was so important. I've damaged plenty of relationships, people that I would run from if I ever saw them walking down the block. But that's the beauty of evolution and learning and growing every single day, so we can learn from our mistakes and move on. And now I'm at a point in my life, I want to have good relationships, and I want to engage in win-win relationships at all times, if possible. And if it's not possible, then I can comfortably say, listen, we are not going to agree on this issue, but can we still be friends? And because of that, I've been able to develop very, very lifelong relationships. And thus concludes our lesson for today. Just a big shout out to artist KCK in the chat room and Curly, who's in the chat room. Thank you very much. We had a very full and active and busy chat room today. Wow, this is absolutely beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's absolutely my pleasure, and I am honored that you actually spend time with me every single day to learn from me, to learn from my study. You know, God gives me the opportunity and has given me the opportunity and continues to give me the opportunity to really do nothing all day but learn and read and study. I'm still cranking through this 700-page book on Einstein, and once I finish that book, I will bring you a lot of wisdom from this book on Einstein, which has absolutely blessed my life. I mean, this guy was an amazing person, but 700 pages is a lot to get through. But just know that the next time we're together, we'll experience part 3 of our Master Your Relationship series, and we're going to talk in depth about respect for relationships. And I encourage everybody to download this show to your computer so that way you have it on file, because it will be available at a later time. Hyro says, do a show on married people and single people on the internet. Wow. Yeshu said, I should try a book, Driven by Eternity. Let me write that down. Driven, and then it's by Eternity. Hyro, we can ask True to do a show on that because he's a regular listener to the show, and he's really big on relationships with, like, husband and wife. Yeshu also says that book will make you rethink your walk with God. Well, I'm down. Just know that I appreciate you all listening, and please remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much, everybody, for your time. I'm honored that you're listening to me. I really, really, really appreciate it, and I really hope to develop long and lasting relationships with every single one of my listeners, and I truly, truly mean that. I love you all for listening, and I will see you next time for part 3, lesson number 3 for Mastering Your Relationships, and this entire month is our success series. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you all at the next time we meet. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.